truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 12.
This is all about getting to grips with understanding the techniques of adding emotion and feeling, and marrying facts and information to creating a powerful story. The exercise is all about paying attention to the use of emotional language and facts shared when you are telling stories. So next time, when you're out at the pub, restaurant, or just talking to friends, start to notice the way you embellish the stories you share. Begin to make conscious choices about the use of emotion and facts in your storytelling. Notice how often you share information. Notice how often you share emotion. For example, Kathy left to go home. When she got home, she unpacked her shopping, put the kettle on, and put the shopping away. She sat down, had a cup of tea with a slice of cake. Now compare that to phrases such as, Kathy got home exhausted and feeling really angry, she began to unpack her shopping with gusto. She didn't want to spend the next hour doing it. She had other plans. Plans for a delicious slice of cake, which she'd just bought, and a hot cup of tea. She put the kettle on. It was her favourite thing to do. Relax with a slice of Madeira cake and have a cuppa. Put her feet up and let go of all the frustrations of shopping just before Christmas. Neither of those passages are wrong. Both have equal value in storytelling. A great deal will depend on your intent, though. My suggestion is that you do this latter version more often than you think. What you are doing is essentially sharing stories in this way. You're colouring and advancing. The two are the most important aspects of storytelling. Colour adds emotion and feeling. It adds depth, meaning to a story. Advancing provides facts and information. It moves the story along. Both are equally important. Now, there isn't a hard and fast rule to when you should be colouring or advancing, although a rule of thumb is that you should mix it up. Sometimes you might advance for a while. Sometimes you might colour for a bit. Other moments you might do both at the same time. Just like the example above, what you must do is ensure there is a colouring and advancing in all your presentations in public speaking, because we connect to both of them.
For more information about Dion Niebronner, visit truth-works.co.uk.